Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samach Beis. Kuf Samach Beis in Get Pashut. In the last parak here of Masechet Bava Basra, we are up to the third daf here in the parak. We will start with a couple lines up from the bottom on Kuf Samach Aleph Amar Beis, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak. So just before that, just one note on the last daf that I forgot to mention, and that is the Gemara mentioned that there were certain Rabbanan that used symbols to sign their name, or instead of their name, we should say they used symbols. So we saw that Rav was Tzayer Kavra, he drew a fish, Rabbi Chanina Charusa, Rabbi Chizda Samach, all different. So why Dafka did they choose these? Because somehow these symbolized their name. Chizda has a Samach in it, Roshi has an Ayin in it, Rav was Tzayer Kavra. Why? Explains the Rashbam that he liked eating fish. Zenog Lechol Dagim. And this one liked eating tamarim. V'simana ba'amah you osim. So it's interesting, we mentioned in other contexts that someone who liked to eat fish, that was the Maharshal. Maharshal notes on the halacha quoted in Arvei Psachim, and quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, that kavayom kodim l'kaved laila, that even though the Friday night kiddush is more chashav and more important than the daytime kiddush, after all the Friday night kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa, of kiddush is zachos yom Shabbos l'kacho, and Shabbos morning the kiddush is a didrabanan, it's called Kiddusha Rabba, Pashtus, because the Ran there explains in Psachim, based on the Rashi and the Rashbam there also, that it's Lashon Sagi Nahor, it's Kiddusha Rabba, because it's really not Kiddusha Rabba. It's the minimal Kiddush, the smaller Kiddush, and we just call it Kiddusha Rabba as a Lashon Sagi Nahor. But the daytime meal is more Chashuv than the nighttime meal. Kavod Yom Kodem L'Kavod Laila. So the Kiddush of Friday night is more important, while the daytime meal is more chashuv. And that's why the poskim say if there's something special to have at one of the two meals, one should save it for the daytime meal. And that the Marshal and other poskim say, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out because sometimes people make the Friday night meal even nicer than the daytime meal. Yeah, there are defenses. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, well, some food tastes better right out of the oven. So Friday night, you can take it right out of the oven. So that's why the minhag to eat certain things Friday night. But the daytime doesn't have that adifus, but one should keep that halacha in mind. Maybe that's why the minhag is to have chal and dafka on Shabbos day, generally, because not only because practically if it sits overnight, it tastes better, but, you know, the daytime meal has something significant about it. But the Yamshel Shlomo in Misachas Gittin on that Gemara about eating on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara in the Gittin, he writes this in the Yamshel Shlomo, Perek Dalet Simin Nun Aleph. So he talks about this halacha. Mosifim, as he says, V'yesh Einam Nisharim Bazeh. Omeyata Nikori Tagar, Al B'nei Ami Zera Kodesh, Shomri Shabbos. Shinim Nizarim Bazeh. They're not Nizar. They have the night meal more special. V'yinokel Be'ineyam Lahashvo Su'udas Boker L'Su'udas Erev. Ela Mosifin B'Su'udah B'Lal Shabbos, V'Bine Tavshilim B'Su'udas Boker. V'yochlim B'Lal Shabbos, Dogim Tovim. And they eat good fish on Friday night. Shehi Iker Hasu'udos B'Inyan Akibud. And we have to do the daytime meal even more. And then he quotes, once I realized and I made sure to follow this halacha, gadarti ba'atzmi shlolecho dogim b'lal Shabbos. I stopped eating fish Friday night. I only eat fish. Clearly, the Yamshel Shlomo liked fish. He only ate fish on Shabbos day, not Friday night. So therefore, even if you have other delicacies on Friday night, so he found something that he specifically did not eat Friday night in order to show that Kavod Yom is greater than Kavod Laila. The Yamshel Shlomo is L'shitaso. If you look at the Yamshel Shlomo in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the poskim, the Notzei Kalim, on Shulchan Aruch, quote, that the Yamshel Shlomo did not eat meat on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Rosh Hashanah is the balance. As the Shulchan Aruch says, we paskin that there's a chiyuv to have a suda on Rosh Hashanah, but we know that it's a little different. Right, major topic in the poskim about the mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a yantif, but it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom HaDin. Some Gaonim say there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin that way. But the Shulchan Aruch says, lo yamali beten, not to fill up as we usually fill up on another day of Yantif, because it is somewhere in the middle. We don't say Hallel. Why don't we say Hallel? Is that a technical reason? What does it mean that it's not appropriate? The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So it's somewhere in the middle. As we know, as we've discussed in the past, that Rosh Hashanah breaks Avelus, three different days in the Ran, whether we say Tzidkas Chasedek, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, many different halachic nafkaminas based on the idea of Simcha Rosh Hashanah or not. But the Marshal says he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. That's one Nikar act to show that Rosh Hashanah is different. Okay, that's just a little bit about the idea of fish, as Rav used to like fish, and that's why he was Mitzayer Kavra, but the Avshar Shlomo also following in his ways. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about Get Pashut and Get Mekushar, and the worries of Chashash Ziyuf, the worry that somebody could fake the Edim or add in a couple of lines by a Get Mekushar if the Edim aren't signed right there. So that's what we discuss. What exactly are the preventative activities, preventative actions that Chazal said you have to do in order to prevent any type of plagiarism or any type of adding something in or taking something out. Marzutra had just said that you don't have to worry. Why? Because all the Edim sign, we just said that they Get Mekushar, the Edim sign perpendicular to the Ksav, so they sign all from the bottom line up, and therefore there's no worry that if you cut it, then you only see the father's names, so then that would be a dead giveaway, and therefore you wouldn't be worried. So that's what we're up to. We're up to four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol amachken kulan, any erasure that you have in the get, in the shtar, not dafka get, kulan, tzarech sheyichdo v'dein ki yumehon. At the bottom, where we verify the shtar, one has to repeat and say, those erasures that I had in the middle of the document, those are true. So I have to repeat them, and I have to say, they are all okay. That's what the Bar Vizcha Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, requires. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam here says, this is talking about a case where it does not say, Sharir V'Kayam. The Rashbam already said that it's not our minhag to write Sharir V'Kayam in every shtar. So in a place where you do not write Sharir V'Kayam, that we said that it's kosher to be Mekayim at the Sofa Shtar before, so if you have to verify and be Mekayim all of the Mechikos that took place in the shtar. The Rashba here has two deos. Does that apply not only to the erasures? What about to the tsluyin? As we said, sometimes you're allowed to hang a little letter. If we forgot a word, we could just put a little arrow and write the letter right on top of the word. So does this halacha apply? Does one have to repeat by the tsluyin also? Those are two deos in the Rashba right here. The Rashba first quotes some of his Rebbeim, who says that the halacha does not apply to the tluyin because the erasures are more ma'akev than tluyin, says the Rashba. Kasuvu miksas me'rabosai. To mishimhachi lo amar kol machkin v'chol tluyos. Doesn't say both of them. Lefisha tluya she'enem b'kuyemes eno poselos ashtar. There's a difference. If you have an erasure that's not mekuyam, that apostles the shtar. If you have a talui that's not mekuyam, but does not apostle the shtar. So that's why the Gemara emphasizes dafka the machkin, because that would apostle if you didn't do it. She'ena mekuyam is ena pasals ashtar, ela she'en lameda mimena. Avala machak she'ena mekuyam, but if an erasure that's not mekuyam, apostle kol ashtar, that apostles the shtar. She'ani omer tznai ayabal mako, because maybe there was a tznai, maybe there was a major point, major condition that was listed here, and it was erased. So therefore, that's going to be possible if it's not mekuyam. V'kan achi kamar tzarech sheyichtov kiyumeyon di lo kol ashtar pasul. That's the shita of the Rebbeim of the Rashba. The Rashba himself argues. The Rashba says the Gemara is lav dafka. It says machkid, but it also means tluyin ve'eno nira ve'enai. Says the Rashba. She'ena machkid poslin ela she'ela mei demehen ve'chein b'makusher l'masha amar l'mala d'chsid be'sher v'kayam shem'yesha machak v'bakam sher v'kayam u'b'shir sher v'kayam ein lemei demimenu v'lo mikol ma she'yesh b'imenu. I don't think there's a difference between a machak shein mekuyam which should passel the star and a tali shein mekuyam which would not passel the star. I don't think there's such a distinction, and therefore the Rashba says I don't think There's a chelik between the two. Mikol ha'ani mashma lidil ha'chayshina l'machak mishub tzray v'lo paslina l'il shtara elo de'oso machak im migufo shal shtar klomar mishum davar shu ikr v'gufo shal shtar talibo elamaita mimenu. You can't learn anything from it. But v'hadil ha'kabar ha'chal kol machal v'chot tzuliyos chadi minayu nakan. There's no difference between the two. I think the Gemara just chose one, but really the other one is understood as well. The Rash, often the Magad Mishnah has a similar idea to what the Rashba says. And here the Magad Mishnah also says that he thinks that's what the Rambam Shita is, because the Rambam doesn't give any impression that there's any difference between the two. The Rambam in Ilchos Bava Velova in Pechav Zayin says, repeats this halacha as follows. Kolamakin chavzayin ches. Kolamakin kulon tzorach sheyichtov ki yumehen besof hashtar. Any erasure, you have to be mekayim at the end. V'yomar os plonis, o mila plonis, o shita plonis, al machak o tzluya v'akol kayam. So he throws that in. O tzluya. V'maya machak makam shor v'kayam, o b'shir shor v'kayam, as we had earlier. If the erasure is as long as a shor v'kayam, and in a place where it might have said that, avo v'shachazav v'kibo pasol, shem makuv v'kasav davar sheziyef, v'chazav v'kibo berevach, shebet aksav v'ha'edim. So the Bhagavad Mishnah here points out that this Rambam seems to be like the Rashba, because there are no chilukim that are made in between the machak and tali. Okay, that is the Magad Mishnah and the Rashba. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Vitzarech sheyachzar me'inyano shal shtar b'shita achrona. The halacha is that on the last line of the shtar, you have to write a sum-up line. One has to write sum-up that summarizes the rest of the rest of the shtar, what was written earlier. My time, why? Amar of Amram, l'fishein l'meidim b'shita achrona. We're not allowed, we don't learn anything new from the last line of the shtar. Why? We'll see in a second. But because we don't learn from anything new, so you fill the shtar instead with a summary of the rest of the shtar. So you don't learn anything new. You're just summarizing what was already said. You can't, if there's something new in the shtar on the last line, a new condition, some new element, we ignore that. Why is that? So explain the Rishonim. First we'll see the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes. First we'll see the Rashbam on top. The Rashbam says, it's impossible for the Edim to be so medactic that there's right after the content of the shtar, they're going to sign their name. It could be they're going to leave some space there. So if they leave some space, then there's a worry that maybe the people who wrote the shtar could stick something in even after the Edim sign. Stick something fake in. So therefore, say the Chachamim, you know what? The last line of the shtar right before they sign their name, nothing new. Nothing new. If there was something important, you would have signed it earlier. And therefore, you don't learn anything from the last line, so therefore, the last line should be filled in just with some summary of the earlier part of the shtar. Right? That's what the Rashbam says on top of Kuf Samach Bezim and Aleph. Here, Mipnei. She'eino Edim Yicholon Lekarev Chasimasan Kolkach. The Edom can bring close their signature, so close, b'samach b'sof hashtar, u'menich and revach b'in hashtar l'chasimasan. And therefore, there's always a little space between the content of the shtar and the signatures. V'yachol adam l'zayef, u'lahosif b'itayim shita'achas. So therefore, it's very possible that a person could forge and put something in on the last line. That's like chazau or mesakein. The last line's got to be a summary. And therefore, even if there's a little space, we're not going to learn anything from the new line that was added in after the summary was given. Tiken Rabbanan lachzar man yano shoshtar b'shita achrona levilti sheyichto badavar hatzarich. So you don't have anything new. Bach adds in dahashtim lo yizayfu v'yosifu lacharzman ein anu mafsid the klum right and bo no man. We're not going to learn from the last line anyway, and therefore that's why the edim. Even if they leave space, it's not a worry because we're not going to learn anything from that last line. The Rashbam also says that is why, go back now to the previous Rashbam on the bottom of the previous Amud, says the Rashbam, Ze'u sh'anu kosu b'sof hashtar, and this is what we write. We have a summary. What does it say? V'kanina, min ploni bar ploni l'ploni, k'chom ha'takazim b'farish l'el, kol shirur, right? We have that statement. We're just familiar with it from Ksuvas, because that's the shtar that sometimes we hear read at a wedding. There aren't too many other shtaris that we might be involved in. So that's why the Rashbam says that is there. And there is no the next line. Tzar shelo yekasev b'sof hashtar b'shita achrona shum devar chiddush v'shum tnai. Nothing new at the end. The Ad Ramo also has another chash that sometimes, let's say, there's going to be an aide that signs his name, and he will think that there's another person who's signing with him as the other aide, who's a more chashav person. Maybe he's older, maybe he's chashav, and therefore maybe the second aide, or really the first aide that's signing, will leave space above in order for the other aide to sign. But when the other aide comes, maybe he won't sign above the aide, he'll sign below the aide. Now there'll be a big space in between, and the person, the Baal HaShtar, might be able to add something in above the Edom where they signed, and therefore that's a chash. So that's another reason why one would chazer, one would review, would have the yachzer, mein yonos shtar b'shita achrona. So again, then, no matter what, we're not going to learn anything from after that chazara, after the sikum of the shtar. We can't add in anything new. You want a condition in the shtar? It's got to be written earlier. Can't be written all the way at the end after the summary line. So that's in terms of the last line. Not the same halacha, but it is interesting that just like the Rabbanan were misakein here, that you have to summarize Me'in Yono Shel Shtar B'Shita Achrona, we're more familiar with the halacha by Hilchos Brachos. That one, the halacha is also by a bracha, that we summarize in Yono Shel Bracha on the last line of the bracha. We know that Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Dalad and Psachim. The Gemara says on top, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hamavdil, Sarach Sheyomar Me'ein Chasima, Sarach LaChasimaso. So you have that by Havdalah, right? That we sum up the line of Havdalah at the end, and then the Gemara extends it to all brachas. Right? One needs at the end of a bracha, we have a sum up line there. That's what we know by Rifa'inu. Right? Ki kel melech rofei neman rachman ata brachat Hashem rofei cholei ma Yisrael ata choni le'adam das v'ami chareinu meitzach adimir v'askel. Right? We're talking about chachma. The slach lo'avi ki chatanu mechalim mekavshelo ki mochel v'saleich ata. Baruch Hashem, Chaim Marbel Slach. That's not some halacha. Kiyata Shomea Tfilas Kol Amrizo Barachme Baruch Hashem Shomea Tfila. That's not halacha by brachos. Also, we have the sum up line at the end. Obviously, for very different reasons. But right, for a shtar, it's a practical reason that you want to prevent any ziyuf. While by Hefel's brachas, it's just that that's the tzura of the bracha that the Rabbanan created. They created the whole idea of Hefel's brachas. That's why they said that that's what one has to do. One has to have Havdalah, but that's the context here in Ari Pesachim, but it applies outside of Havdalah also by Me'ed Chasima Samach. Samach L'Chasima. There is an interesting discussion in the postgame. There's one that seems to violate this rule. There's one bracha in the Amida that seems to violate the rule of always summing up. Right? What bracha is it? V'lushalayim ircha. Barach b'mtashuv, v'sishkon b'sorcha k'ashet nibarata, uvenei osavakar b'meira b'dyan olam, v'chisei David mehera l'sorcha tachin. Barach ad Hashem, bonei Yerushalayim. Ask the poskim, ask the Nosei Kelim on the tour, David HaMelech. That's the last line of v'lushalayim. V'chisei David mehera l'sorcha tachin. No, that's the next bracha. Why do we end the bracha about Yerushalayim with David HaMelech? David HaMelech is the next bracha. And that is why there are some that switch the gears of the Bach in Kuf Yud Ches, in Arachai, in the Bach quotes, that there are those that switch the last line, and there are those Bizlan Hazeh, that switch the last two lines of Yerushalayim Mircha. Yerushalayim Mircha, Rachamim Tashuv, Vishkab Zach Shedi Barta, Vechisi Dad Me'el Sachat Achid, Uvneo Sabakar V'yameinu Binyan Olam. And they say the line about Yerushalayim in the last line. That's what the Bach quotes. Rav Yoel Sirkis quotes from Reb Shabtai Sagi Nahar. Reb Shabtai, the one who couldn't see. So he quotes, May Rav Shabtai Sagi Nahar, Leminag Ashkenaz, Sheomrim Bebirchas Bonei Yerushalayim, Uvenei Osav Bakar V'yameinu B'yan Olam, V'chisi Don Ne'el Zohar Tachin, Baruch Ad Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, Delo Havi, Get the Kaimel and Shmuel, Ba'arvi Psachim, Sarach Me'in Chasima, Sarach L'Chasima. So I was asked, Ubenusach Svardi, Shekasev Bo Vachise David Kodim Uvreosa, Nira Yosef Mesukan. Right, that seems to be more correct. And the Bach says, no. The Bach says, I can defend our Girsa. Veheshavti, Dim Eina Me'en Chasima, Imke Nami Eina Me'en Psicha, Velo Toba B'nei B'nei Rav. No, I don't think there's any mistake. Why? Avol Ha'emes Yoredarko. Says the Bach beautifully. Shebakashas Vachise David, Meheiro Lasocha Tachin, the Bakasha of asking for David HaMelech, who may ain brachazu, shemevakshim, sheyibane Yerushalayim Bakarov. The same theme. Malchus Beis David and Bidin Yerushalayim is the same theme. Kideisha Kisei David, Bimheira, Besoch Yerushalayim Tachin. Part of Bidin Yerushalayim is Malchus Beis David. Halachically. Klomar, she'ein she'el aseidu ki'im l'sarak gavoa, ki'ein kisei Hashem shalem, ela she'kishakisei David al-machono b'Yerushalayim. The theme of Malchus Beis David and the theme of Binyan Yerushalayim is a linked theme. So yes, even if Malchus Beis David is a separate idea, it's also, that's the next bracha, Esamach David, it's also connected to Binyan Yerushalayim. And therefore it says the Bach, it is fine to leave it. He doesn't quote it, but that's also the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma. The Gemara in one line, in an Agadata, says the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tzadi Zayin, Tana Rabbanan, Ezeo Matzbeah Shel Yerushalayim, what is the coin of Yerushalayim? What does the coin of Yerushalayim look like? Says the Gemara, Davidu Shlomo mitzad echad, the Yerushalayim mirakodesh mitzad acher. So whatever that agadata means, literally, two sides of one coin. David and Shlomo on one side, Malchus based David, Yerushalayim mirakodesh on the other side. Right? It's one, two sides of one coin. And there's other, also one other halacha, just to mention, but the Rambam adds in one line, when he quotes the halacha, and that is, we know that in benching, the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Mem Ches that one has to mention certain themes in benching, unless we're not Yotzei. The Gemara says we have to mention Bris Milah, and we have to mention Talmud Torah, and we have to mention Malchus Beis David, and we have to mention Binyan Yerushalayim. Those four. If we don't mention those four, we're not Yotzei benching Mida Oraisa. Right? All of those four are mentioned in the first three brachas of benching, of Birchas HaMazon. The first three brachas are Min HaTorah. So when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Brachos, Perek Beis Halacha Dalit, says the Rambam, V'chol Mishalo Amar, Malchus Beis David, Bibrachazu, whoever doesn't mention Malchus Beis David in this bracha, which the Rambam had previously called the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, where the Rambam says, Bracha Shlishis, Poseach Ba Rachem Hashem Elokeinu HaYisrael Amecha, VaYishlaim Yirecha, O Nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu VaYishlaim Yirecha, VeChosei Bavoni Yerushalayim, O Menachem Imo Bavian Yerushalayim, Leficha Gnekres Bracha Zu Nechama, and then he says, V'chol Mishal Omar Malchus Beisavid Bracha Zu, Lo Yatsi Dechavaso. If you don't mention Malchus Beisavid in this Bracha, you don't say why. Mepnei Shehi Inyan HaBracha, because it, Malchus Beisavid, is part of the theme of the bracha. She'ein nechama gemura ela b'chazaras Malchus Beis David. Nechamas Yerushalayim is not complete unless there's Malchus Beis David. That's adding to what the Gemara said. The Gemara just quoted four separate ideas. You have to mention these four ideas in Birchas HaMazon. The Rambam links the last two. The Rambam says that, right, he doesn't link the two. We know in the second bracha of Birchas HaMazon, we mentioned Bris Milah and Torah. Those two aren't linked. Those are two separate themes, even though they're in the same bracha, Birchas HaMazon. We're no doubt, we thank Hashem for both of those. But here the Rambam links the two. The Rambam says that Malchus Beis David is part of the Nechama of Binyan Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam and Nechus Brachos, that's the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Zayin, and that's the Gemara, that's the discussion in the Bach in Kuf Yud Ches regarding the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha. But either way, that's a parallel to our Gemara here. Our Gemara about the Shtar has to review, have a summary on the last line of the Shtar. Also, we have a parallel sugya that a bracha has to review on the last line of the bracha exactly what was in the bracha. Good. Vayter. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Amram. Rav Nachman asks Rav Amram, Inolachaha. How do you know that this is true? We just gave svaras that not to learn anything from the last line because there's a worry that Edom might leave space, and that's why also we fill in the last line. But Rav Nachman asked Rav Amram, is there a brisa that you know that from, that you can't learn anything from the last line? So Abinalacha, ha, Amalei Detanya, yeah, Rav Amram says, yes, it's based on the following brisa. If there is a distance of the space of two lines, two empty lines between the content of the shtar and the Edom signing puzzle, that puzzles the shtar. Pasul the star because you know you left too much space. Says the Rashbam, im ein kasev bo shariv v'kayam. If it didn't say shariv v'kayam, if it said shariv v'kayam, even two lines of space could be okay because you know nothing could be written after the shariv v'kayam. So if it didn't say shariv v'kayam, that would be okay. But if there are two line space, it pasuls. Shita achas kosher. But if you only have one line space, that's okay. And that's what we said earlier. So the Gemara says, Maishta Sheshitin, why are two lines possible? Dilma Mizayif Akasav, because we're nervous. If there's two line space, maybe somebody added something in and faked something and added in a condition or some other detail. So Shitachas Dami Mizayif Akasav. So if there's one line also, why aren't we worried? Right? Why are we only worried by two and not by one? So Elav Shvamina, it must be Elamaydim Mishitachron Shvamina. It must be because anyway we're going to fill the last line with a review, with a summary, and therefore there's no worry of having a space of one line. But if two lines, it's more of an issue. The Rashbam here says explicitly, even if the Edim tell us, even if the Edim come and say, yeah, we left two lines of space, and you know there was nothing written in there. Now you see there's nothing written in there. Even if the Edim say it, it's still possible. Says the Rashbam on the second wide line. Afilu yesh Edim shelo nosef bar davar ziyuf. Even if there are Edim that there was no mezuyef added in mikol makom, haishtara chasva bialmahu. This star is a piece of garbage. This star is a piece of clay, literally. Chasva bialma shelo nase ketikin chachamim ukemilve al pedamya. Wow. Because one didn't follow, because the Edim, or the people writing the Shtar, did not follow the way that the Shtar was supposed to be written, even if the Edim say there's nothing wrong with this, there was two-line space, and there is still two-line space, still, it is not going to be accepted. It is a chasva b'yalma. And there are other Rishonim also emphasize this in their Lashon. Says the Rimigash right here, Pirish, yesh lachish doma mizayif akasiv, my deboy. Right, and we're worried. And even though we see there was nothing added in, we see there was two line space, it was all empty, there was nothing erased. Kivan shahaya biyadol izayef, velichto ben masha yirtze, because they had the potential to mess it up. Even if they didn't mess it up, it's kind of a backwards Rebbe Zera. If the potential is there, call a royal abila, because they had the potential to mess it up, naase guf hashtar puzzle. The shtar becomes puzzle, ve'ein alav guf shtar. Doesn't have the status of a star. Hovelo nechtav v'nechtam ketikuno. Because it was not written in the way that the rabbi said to write it, it does not have the status of a star. It's nifsal. The ain govin bo minechazim mishubadim. And it's not called a star for nechazim mishubadim, for collecting from indentured property. Davilai osa milva ksuva bo kamilva alpeh. Like the Rashbam says, that's the strong lashon of the Rashbam, the strong lashon of the Rimigash, that it doesn't have the status of a shtar. Right, the Rabbanan pasul the chefza. They didn't just say practically you can't use it, but they pasul the chefza. It's not a shtar, even if practically we know there's nothing wrong with it. No, there's nothing wrong with it. But the Rabbanan have the power to pasul the chefza. Just before we continue with that point, just to quote, the Meiri has a little different emphasis. The Meiri says, yeah, we do pasul the chefza, but not stop because even though we know there's nothing wrong, the Meiri says, if there's one thing wrong with this shtar, even if the Edim say that, you know, this is exactly what was written, maybe there's other things wrong with the shtar. It's a red flag. The fact that there's a space of two lines, that's not the only problem, says the Meiri. It's just that that's a red flag that maybe there are other problems. Mimasha kasavnu, shehurshu ha'edim lahaniach shita achas, lamadata, shemirchiku shnei shita pasul. Here's the line. Sheyesh lachush shema yizayif ba'achas ve'masha yirtze. Sharia lo amr ein lamedim ala bachron asmuch ala edim. V'yaf api sha'anu roin shelo kasa baklum. Kiva shenasa shtar muchan leziyuf. Since the shtar was written muchan leziyuf. Ready to be forged. Ein alav din shtar. Ve'ein oven gobin mishtabadim. So far it's the same. But now he adds in. Since we see the Edim are not experts, they made one mistake. Maybe they made another mistake also. It's a red flag. And that's why we passel the shtar. Right? We have it in other areas too. Hilchas Kashrus. Right? We might say, this is a red flag. And even though this per se, the evidence is okay, but this is a red flag that maybe they weren't mocking about other areas of halacha. Certain kashrus organizations have certain standards without getting into any specifics. But again, that's the Meiri's idea. But again, the important formulation of the Rishonim is that even if the Edim say there's nothing wrong here, even if we see there was no erasure, we just see that there's space left over, still we wouldn't allow it because the chefsa becomes nifsal. not just that it can't be used, but even if it's used, it can become nifsal. There is a parallel discussion, but on a daraisa level, sometimes we find that the rabbanan don't only tell me not to use it. The Torah doesn't only tell me not to use something, but they say the chefsa that you think is a chefsa is not a chefsa. Shall whatever you're trying to do. Like here, it looks like a star, it smells like a star, it feels like a star, it's not a star. But what do you mean? There's nothing wrong. There's a space here, but the Edom signed it. The Rabbanan say it's not a star. You have that on a Daraisa level also. Not just don't use it, but if you use it, it's not looked at as what you're trying to use. We have that in one context, just to quote one example, by Sukkah. By Sukkah, there is a big discussion in the first parak of Miseches Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses Sukkah Gzula. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara in Sukkah Daftes quotes a pasuk to tell me that a stolen sukkah is possible. How do you steal a sukkah? We're not going to get to the practical elements now, right? If it's kakein and exelis, okay, sukkah, you steal it, you push somebody out of their sukkah. But the Gemara there in Sukkah Daftes Amanalev quotes a pasuk, l'cha chaga sukkah stase l'cha l'cha l'mute gzula. Excludes gzula. Ask all the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask the Ritva. Don't we throw out, why do you need a pasuk for to say, limute gzula? Why don't you just say, mitzvah haba bavera? Right, and therefore that would postulate. It. What do you need a pasuk for? That's Tosis' question here on the Testament of Tema. Tepik lemi shem davale mitzvah haba bavera. To me, hi, paim, taima, pasulidon, esroga gazel, beyond chaini, right, by, so. Why don't you say that? So the Ritva quotes here from the Bali Tosfos that we don't have in our Tosfos. The Ritva quotes from the Bali Tosfos. This proves that mitzvah baba vera is only by specific mitzvos. Mitzvos that are called mitzvos shal ritzui, karbon, and lulav, and the like. But sukkah is not a mitzvah shel ritzui, however you define that, a mitzvah that's meant to, all mitzvahs are meant to bring us closer to Hashem, but a mitzvah that whose whole mahus is his karvis lakadosh baruch hu, lulav, which is used during tefillah, and a karban, so that's why it doesn't apply to sukkah. Okay, that's against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has other examples, matzah and the like, of mitzvah haba bavera. But at least the Bavli Tosfos quoted in the Ritva quote that. Tosfos themselves here, Sukkah Daftes, and may say maybe mitzvah haba bavera is only a psul d'rabanan. Only psul d'rabanan. Chiddush gadol. Maybe on a daraisa level, there's no concept of mitzvah haba bavera. I'm doing the mitzvah. I got it through an avera. Okay, I'm a terrible guy. But that doesn't ruin my mitzvah. Mitzvah haba bavera is only at a d'rabanan level. That's the two. But the Minchas Chinuch, some a well-known Minchas Chinuch in the sugya, the Minchas Chinuch quotes another idea. And that's the one that relates to our sugya as well here. The Minchas Chinuch says there are three different levels. There are three different levels. There's the level of eating in a sukkah and getting the mitzvah for it. I sit in a sukkah and I fulfill my mitzvah daraisa of chag sukkah tasavcha and eating in the sukkah. That's one level up. The next level down is eating or not eating outside of a sukkah. Right, there's no iser. Let's say I'm eating fruit and vegetables, and I'm sitting outside a sukkah. Am I getting a mitzvah? No. Am I getting an avera? No. It's neutral. I'm not sitting in a sukkah. I'm not getting a mitzvah in a sukkah, but I'm also not getting an avera of not sitting in a sukkah. So let's say, says the Menchas Chinuch in Shin Chafei, let's say I'm sitting in a sukkah haba'a bavera. I'm sitting in a sukkah gzula. So what's the halacha? Am I getting my mitzvah of sukkah? No. That's mitzvah baba vera. Mitzvah baba vera would tell me I'm not going to get the mitzvah. But I'm sitting in a physical sukkah. Am I eating outside of a sukkah? No. Mitzvah baba vera wouldn't tell you that. Mitzvah baba vera just targets. You're not going to get the mitzvah if you did it baba vera. You stole it. Hashem's not going to give you the credit of the mitzvah. But I'm not sitting outside of a sukkah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's what the pasuk adds. The pasuk torpedoes the chefza shel mitzvah. The pasuk says, this is not a sukkah. And therefore, if I'm sitting in a sukkah gzula, it's as if I'm sitting outside a sukkah, and I am actively being mevatel that mitzvah. That's what the pasuk adds. Says the Minchas Chinuch here in Shin Chaf Hei. If somebody sits and eats outside the sukkah, same idea. I could wear tzitzis, I could not wear a four-cornered garment, or I could wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Those are the three different levels. So it says the Menchas Chinuch here. So if I'm not eating, if I'm eating outside of a sukkah, or I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, kofino so achetesi nafsho, Bezin will force you, because you're being mevatel mitzvah biyadayim. Aval bekiya gavna davile kemisha eino lovish klalo eino ochel. But here, if I'm sitting in a sukkah, because of mitzvah b'aveira, it should be just like, I'm not getting a mitzvah, but I'm not getting an aveira, I'm just not wearing the bag of Dal Kanfos. Imkein ein kofenos omratza lecho basukah kazu. Kiva te'inu avatala mitzvah. Ach ze iamrinan machmas mitzvah baba veira. That's only if that's the only factor. But that's what is the Gemara in Sukkah dav tes? The Gemara in Sukkah adds in a pasuk. Aval im ha-Torah pasul gazul beferish. If the Torah itself pasul the sukkah gzula, havile kemisha sikech vischach pasul. She'en gidulo min ha-aretz. O mekabel tumah. Dilav sukkah klal. It's like you use schach pasul, and it's not a sukkah. V'im ochelel, im ochel, avile kimisha ochel, bebayis. Wow. Kima da Torah gazra dezu, lo avi sukkah klal. That's what the Torah says is machadesh by the pasuk. Imke nicha, and that's why you know why the Gemara quotes the extra pasuk. Timach was vizah baba veira and hid the bachagim yashab sukkah zu lo kima mitzvah, aval gam lo bitel. Aval ata shat Torah gilsa de gazel pasul, imke navile kilu bitel haase. Kima ochel bebeso. V'lachein ka kasva Torah lachala mute gazel, gabe sukkah, v'gabe tzitzis, kain nira lanias daiti. So that's on a daraisa level, where the Torah pasuls the chefsa. Here it's on a Darabanan level. The Rabbanan pasul the chefsa because I didn't fulfill the rules of what the Rabbanan told me to do. And even if I know for sure that this is a kosher shtar, even if I know for sure that there was no faking, no adding in anything, still, if I left two lines, the Gemara says it is pasul because, as the Rashbam says, it is chaspa ba'alma, it is a piece of clay, it is not looked at as anything halachically valid. Okay, Vaita, we continue. Top. Ibai Luhu. Says the Gemara, well, that's about two line space. What about Shitu Mechsamai? What about 1.5 lines? What about 1.5 lines? So this isn't just a detail. So we say, oh, 1.5 lines, what is that? How much is, where's the cutoff point? If you remember, in this Masechta, we had it, right? It was a long time ago. But if you remember, we had a question back in the second parak, Chav Gimel Amabes. One of the questions that we can't forget. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, remember the Gemara there was speaking about little chicks that went away from their chicken coop. And the question is, you find it, and you don't know if you have to return to the chicken coop, did this chicken come from the chicken coop that's closest or not? So Gemara says, it depends if it's 50 amos close, within. If it's within 50 amos of the chicken coops, then you have to give it, assume it's from there, and if not, not. Ask Rabbi Yirmiyah, what if one leg of the chicken was 50 amos out, and one leg of the chicken was 50 amos in? What's the halacha there? So the Gemara says, they took Rabbi Yirmiyah and they threw him out of the Beis Medrash. That's what the Gemara says. Al da afkul Rabbi Yirmiyah b'vei Medrasha. They threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the Beis Medrash. We're going to get back to a case in Tudah from now relating to that too. But here, Gemara doesn't think that this is such a problematic question of 1.5 lines. Because the question is, are we choshesh that you could squeeze something in? Right, it's not a technical shiloh about the chicken feet, and we discussed then, why is that such a bad question? Why was they so upset? The Gemara asked those questions all the time. What about this detail, and what about this ukimta? That was a fascinating give and take back in the second parak. But the Gemara here asks, so what if you have 1.5 lines? Two lines or nifsal? Our problem. What about 1.5 lines? So Maisa Tashma. So the Gemara says, Hircha Gaseidim, the Brisa says, Hircha Gaseidim Shtei Shitim Pasul. If you have two lines, a space is Pasul. Hashitu Mechsa Kasher. Maisa 1.5 lines would be okay. But Ema Sefer, the next line, Shita Achas Kasher, Shita Achas Huta Kasher, Hashitu Mechsa Pasul. Right? Each line of the Brisa gives off a different impression. It says 2 and 1. So if you medayik in each one, you would think the other opposite. Elameha leka lamashpa mina. So it must be that I can't figure anything out from this brisa because the brisa gives opposite impressions. Fine. So let's keep going. So my havi alap. So what exactly is the halacha? We couldn't prove it from the previous brisa, so let's try to prove it from the following brisa. Tashma titanya. The Tosefta says in Maseches Gittin hirchik as eidim shnei shitin minaksa pasul. If the Edim left a distance of two lines from the Ksav Pasul, Pachos Mikan, Kasher. Less than that, anything less than that. So we think even 1.5 would be kosher. So that's what we assume. We're medayik from that first line of the Tosefta that anything less than 2 would be okay. We're not worried that they would squeeze something in. We would be able to tell. Now, once we quote that Tosefta, we just quote the next line of that Tosefta, even though it's not specifically related to what we were just talking about, but it is halacha of shtaris. Hayu arba v'chamisha edim chasumen al ashtar. What if you have a group of edim signed on a shtar? You have 5 edim signed on a shtar. V'nimsa, will go with our girsa, v'nimsa echan mehem karav apasol, and you find one of them, karav apasol, a relative or apasol, usually we have the principle called Nimsa echad karav apostle edusan betela. If you have a group of witnesses and one of them is found to be apostle, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, the whole group is thrown out because they're a kat, right? We had that a little bit earlier when we discussed, you know, if you have two people that witness a murder, you have to ask them, are they here to witness? Are they here to see? Lamechzi asisu, lasudi asisu. Remember, we had the discussion about when there's a shame aid. When does an aid become an aid, right? We discussed that back on daf. Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. We had the big Rush bomb there that discussed people come to visit the person who's sick and are they edim? Is it nighttime, daytime? That's what we discussed when does the status of a shame aid kick in. But here says the Tosefta, if you find Nimsach or Karva Puzzle on the Shtar, don't worry about it. Tiskayim Ha'edus Peshar. Still okay. Wow. We'll have to see why that is. Misaile l'chizkia, and this proves l'chizkia, da'amar chizkia, chizkia holds mil'uhu bikrovim kosher. If you fill in empty space between the content of the document and the document with relatives, kosher, that's okay, because you just filled it in. And why is that? Shubi altatama, and don't wonder about this, that you could use relatives to fill in the space, because after all, shaharei, we quote a raya out of left field, avir sukkah, Posel b'shlosha. Schach pasol, posel barba. If you have airspace in a sukkah, 3 tfachim of airspace would pasol your sukkah. But if you have pasol schach, if you have 3 tfachim of pasol schach, it's still kosher. Only 4 tfachim of pasol schach would ruin it. Right? Unless it's at the side, then you would say dofen akuma. But if it's in the middle of the sukkah, so then you see problematic schach is more makel than no schach. So there too, the Gemara is quoting that as a model of problematic edim are less problematic than no edim. And if there's airspace there, so then it would be okay. But, I'm saying airspace would be more problematic than the edim. So to an arshtar. If you have empty lines, that would be more problematic. If you'd fill it in with, edim sulim, that would be okay. Good. A lot to talk about on these couple of lines. First of all, Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos says, what about the principle of Nimsach al Karav Apasel? Right, we have that if the Edom come Bezdin, so why all of a sudden here they're signed in a shtar, Nimsach al Karav Apasel? We don't say that principle. They're still able to sign. So Tosfos quotes, this Tosfos on the bottom that goes over to the next Amud, Tosfos quotes, right, he quotes Yesh Tema. He says, what about the Gemara at the beginning of Machsechas Makos? Nimsach al Karav Apasel, Yusumatela. Says the Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, Dasa Mairi Beidim Balpet. There it's alpeh, and here it's not alpeh. What's the difference? Tosfos says, because here you know clearly that the pasul or karov witness was just written in there to fill in the lines. They weren't there in order to be witnesses. How do you know? So he quotes from the Bahag. He quotes from Rav Yehuda Igon on the last line of Tosfos here, that it's only when those pasul edim are the first ones. If there are 5 listed and the first 2 are relatives, that's where it's kosher. Because then you know that they were just written in there, lemilui. They were in there to fill up the space. We know that if you have 2 lines of empty space, that passels the star, as we just saw. So you don't want the star to be difsal. So you have your relative there. Just write your name here. But not that relative is going to be a witness. So that is why only if it's there as the first ones. We don't have that girsa, but that's a girsa that's quoted by the Rashbam in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. If you want to look, you want to look at the 4th line in the Rashbam all the way on top. Venitza Shnayim Harishonim Krovim Opsulim. Shnayim Harishonim. Right, it's the first ones. And that's the Svara also given by Tosfos. Right, Tosfos on the bottom line. Demi Ki'ilu, it's Ki'ilu Nechkar Shalamiloi Olotzai Chasvu. It's as if you know for sure that it was just there Lamiloi. And that's what Rabbi Yehudai Paskins, Al Shtar Shishbo, Hey Edim O Yoser, Venimsa Echamir Krov Opasol Batchila, going over to the next Amun now, on top in the Tosfos. If they're the first witnesses, kasher. Aval chasimi b'sof pasul. If they're the later ones, that's pasul, because that obviously wasn't just there, lemiloi. But if it's on the earlier lines, it is kasher. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this. Rabbeinu Tam quotes a couple of rayas, but they argued back and forth, and at the end of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam was chozer bo. If you look in the first wide line, at the end of the Tosfos, the chazar bo Rabbeinu Tam, vein machshir kiim betchila v'lo basof. Rabbeinu Tam, even though our Girsa, Nagamar says, it's kosher, doesn't matter where, that's Rabbeinu Tam thought originally, but Rabbeinu Tam was chozer bo. And he says, it's only kosher if they sign betchilo, because then they're for sure, they're just lemiloi. V'lnap asof, v'bnei shakim ashtar basof, kidapasik, Rav Yehudoi. That is Tosfos, and the important point relating to that. The Yad Ramah says, also, maybe there's a difference whether you know who signed first. If you know that the non-relative signed first, so then that could be different than the non-relative signing second. If the non-relative signs second, then they see who's with them, and then they still sign, that's a problem. Because now they're signing with relatives. But if they signed first and the relatives they had came on afterwards, so then that would be kosher as well. But let's see the other Tosfos also has an important line. Tosfos, the previous Tosfos, V'alta Tamen, Tosfos says, don't worry, don't be in shock that if you had airspace here, it would be pasul, but if you have a relative signed, it would be kosher, because after all, look at Hilchas Sukkah. Ask Tosfos, what do you go to a totally different context for in Hilchas Sukkah? V'im tomar, amaylo maisi raya meget kireach. Why don't you bring a raya from a get kireach? What's a get kireach? A get mikusher that doesn't have enough signatures. Shavir posel uvakarov mashlim. By a get kireach also, a different, within the world of shtaras. You have to go to Hilchas Sukkah. Why don't you bring a raya from Hilchas Shtaras? That airspace is a problem, but krovim are kosher. Says the Gemara, V'yesh Lomar, without getting into the details of Yakireach for now, Tosfos says, that's also a Dindra Rabbanan. What, that's any better than our case? This is a Dindra Rabbanan here. So Yakireach is also a Dindra Rabbanan. We're looking for a Dindra Raisa. V'yesh Lomar, 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 You need a raya for a Dindra Raisa, meaning, called the tikkun darais durabanan kein daraisa tikkun. Right, you always look for a din daraisa. Says Rabbi Chanan, right here in the Kovet Shiurim. Says Rabbi Chanan, umashe hikshu betosis ma inim psul avir get lapasul avir sukkah lule divrei maya efshar lomar dibigamara maisu diika dechvasa bida araisa de milsa deleka dechvasa bida araisa lo misakni rabanan. The Rabbanon, whenever they have a rule, they always look for a daraisa to pattern it after. Called the tikkun Rabbanon, ke'ein daraisa tikkun. Rav Shechter writes, has a whole piece in Ikvei Atzon, in Bikvei Atzon about this, of called the tikkun Rabbanon, ke'ein daraisa tikkun, and we have many different examples he brings of this, right? We discussed this back on Daf Chavdala, that same Daf of Revi Yirmiyah getting thrown out of the Beis Medrash. There on Daf Chavdalad, the Gemara quotes, a line, the Gemara says that in terms of planting Zraim or Ilanos close to a city, and you don't want to because of Noi Sukkah, and the Gemara asks, how do you know there's a difference between Zraim and Ilanos in terms of what you allow close to a city? The Gemara quotes, Karpef Yosef and Beisatayim, which is a big area in Hilchas Erevin, where the Rabbanan said if you have a humongous area, even if it's enclosed by a fence, we would give it the status of a possible Rosh Hasharabim Durabanan, because it's such a huge area. So, and there's a difference there if there are Zeraim growing there or if there are trees growing there. Ask Rav Shechter, that's a Din Durabanan. We're trying to figure out a Din Daraisa about planting things near a city of the Levium. What are you bringing a raya from a Durabanan? No, so he explains, no, maybe the Gemara is doing, if you find a Durabanan, then you know there must be a Daraisa that is patterned after. It's not that the Daraisa is looking for a source to be Durabanan, but we're looking for a Durabanan. Once you find a Durabanan that has that halacha, then it must be that there's a Daraisa that also has that. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Any quotes there, many examples of this. In Bikvei Atzon, Simin Yudalid, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. That's the name of the Simin. There's a lot more there, but we'll stop there in that context. Just one final point, and that is, Tosfos continues also. The next line of Tosfos says, Mashayach tam psul avir aget, l'psul avir sukkah. What does a sukkah have to do with a get? airspace on a document, airspace in a sukkah. So Tosfos says, yeah, the Gemara does that sometimes. And that's a question, that's something that we've dealt with in the past also. The concept of kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. That's borrowing a language from a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, that all of Torah is one unit. Just like the Gemara in Sukkah could say, how do you know that you have to shake a lulav straight up? You can't hold the lulav upside down or an esrog. And that's why we do that and then we flip it. How do you know that? Because in the Mishkan, atzi shitim omdim. Because in the Mishkan, the boards were straight up as they grew. Ma inyan, the boards of the Mishkan, to the Dalad Minim Shebelulav. The answer is, Kol Torah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah, in a deeper sense, is one connected unit. And that's how also we could quote Hilchas Sukkah to bring me a raya for Hilchas Shtar. Again, there's a lot more there, but we'll have to stop. B'ez Hashem, we will continue. We're up to Yivailu. B'ez Hashem, we will continue with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.